Insurance company Santam earlier this month issued a statement indicating that it's willing to make full and final settlement for COVID-19 related contingent business interruption claims for a maximum of 3 months. Its hand was forced to agree to these claims following court rulings, especially at the Supreme Court of Appeal, which ruled that insurance companies must pay out COVID-19 business interruption claims for companies adversely affected by the lockdown, which was brought about by COVID-19. But there's been criticism at Santam's stance on the cover period that it's willing to insure for. Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Ryan Woolley. He's the CEO at Insurance Claims Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Ryan. So, of course, you have great issue with Santam's stance, the three-month position. Just elaborate, perhaps give us a little bit of context as to why you have an issue with this period.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
Santam has come out and we had a case that we were running against Santam for Mile Africa Hotels, where we received a judgment in the High Court from the Full Cape Bench in November. That case was at the character, and in it we were basically seeking clarity from the courts on two main issues. One was the lockdown losses covered by the policy and by the clause. And the second was the period that these clients were insured for. Were they insured for 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, 12 months? So that's the question that we put to the court. The court ruled in our favor, categorically, and essentially we then had liability, and we also had the fact that the Santam had to pay for 18 months. What we're now finding is that after the Supreme Court judgment with guard risk against Cafe Comedian, which also ruled against the insurer, Santam have now conceded the merits. And they've said, listen, we're now liable for the lockdown losses. We've established proximate cause. It's okay. We're going to pay for all of our affected policy, similar policy holders with H hospitality and leisure.
Hmm.
They've now come out and they've said that we don't agree with the indemnity period that the judges came up with, and we wish to take that to the Supreme Court. And we're saying that's fine. Let's let the Supreme Court decide whether it's 3 months or 12 months or 18 months.
Yeah.
But instead of waiting for that legal certainty, which they agreed to, effectively saying that this would be the test case for all their policyholders, they've now come out and they've said, no, what we're going to do is we believe it's only 3 months. We think the court's got it wrong. So we're going to make full and final offers to all of our policyholders with this policy, and to take it or leave it.
Yeah.
We're not going to make it interim payments subject to legal certainty. And we just found that it's just unfair.
But isn't that a gimmick, though? Because ultimately, if you decide to appeal their approach with the courts, and the courts come back and say no, it's 18 months or however long the original contract was between the parties, then, I mean, it doesn't matter that they've decided to adopt this stance, because that's the law.
But we're only going to be there hopefully in April. Whereas now they're not willing to, the clients and the two are vulnerable now. They
yes.
want the exit for money. And they're saying, well, you can take 3 months now, full and final, or you can fight us. And we don't think that our Ma Africa matter sets precedent for all. We thought that when we were still fighting with you in the High Court. But now that we're at the Supreme Court, now we don't agree that it sets precedent. And we're now going to try and make you issue summons on every single individual client with money that they don't have. And you must now fight us for further period.
No.
Versus just waiting, making an interim payment and saying, let's let the courts decide.
Yes.
It's unfair and unconscionable. I don't know how they sleep at night.
Yeah. Ryan, just explain to us why it's so important for companies that do decide to sign up for this full and final settlement, why it's important for them not to sign it, because presumably they're basically waiving any decision that comes thereafter that would be in their favour.
Absolutely. So essentially the clients that are over a barrel now, and the insurers are going to say, here's your 3 months, take it or leave it. If you decide to take it, your claim is done. If you decide not to take it, you then have the opportunity to see what the Supreme Court says, and you then have the opportunity to either get 6, 12 or 18 months what your policy says. And we just think that it's unfair to put that pressure on the policyholder, who's been fighting for 7 months to try and overturn the insurer's initial view that they aren't liable at all.
Yeah. In the case of your client, MyAfrica, where the decision was taken that indeed their cover must be for 18 months, that was the decision of the court in that particular case. I mean, does that mean... Are they going to challenge that?
Oh, yes. I mean, they are going to seek leave to appeal and go to the Supreme Court. And you know, we'll then see what the Supreme Court says. I think that our issue is the policy wording and the policy schedule is vanilla. It's identical for over 200 of our clients. And the issue is, well, then why can't that set precedent for all those clients?
Hmm.
Why can't we wait for legal certainty? Why do you have to make an offer that seems to be really trying to take advantage of a very vulnerable client? So, you know, these business interruption policies are there to pay employee salaries. They're there to pay for the losses that you suffer while, you know, you don't have any means to earn income.
Yes.
And you know, clients have been out of pocket for, you know, since the end of March last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight is just going to carry on. I mean, you know, at what stage are we going to call the insurers on the fact that they're just using delaying tactics, you know, that they're trying to drag this out and trying to see that their clients, you know, essentially have to take whatever gets offered?
Yeah. And then the problem with the delaying tactics, obviously, is that it could potentially put people out of business permanently, because even if they get something later, it will be too little too late.
Absolutely. You know, and clients have decimated their savings. They are, I mean, they're communities that are, you know, without food on the table because of this. It's just, and to still continue to try and find little tips and tricks to try and avoid paying what's due just seems like, I don't know who's giving them the advice and who's making the decisions, but I just can't see how this is in South Africa's best interest.
Yeah. So from your perspective, in the meantime, you just wait on the sidelines and see what happens in the legal process, and then presumably you challenge anything that you don't agree with.
Absolutely. You know, we've been vocal from the start. We're not going to let these insurance companies, you know, take advantage of our clients. We're going to be the ones that are going to challenge them at every step of the way, which we have done. And fortunately, the courts and the FSCA have been very supportive of our stance. And we just think that, you know, these insurers should be more, they should treat their customers with more kindness and less arrogance, because it's just unfair.
Ryan, thank you so much. All the very best in your fight for your clients. That was Ryan Wooley. He's the CEO of Insurance Claims Africa.